The Secretary of State says that absentee ballots will be mailed 21 days prior to a primary election. For this year's August 11th primary, that date was last Tuesday, July 21st. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky reports, some voters have yet to receive their ballots.
Andrea Waxler filled out the application for an absentee ballot when it came in July and was expecting it last week, but she hasn't gotten it yet. And while she's contacted the state and the Beacon Falls town clerk, she's not satisfied with the response.
There's no answer. That's what's frustrating. The town clerk has no answer. The Secretary of State is not giving any answer. And that just doesn't engender, you know, confidence in the system.
The best answer she got was from the Secretary of the State's office.
It's in the mail.
Communications Director for the Secretary of the State, Gabe Rosenberg, confirmed that ballots are in the hands of the U.S. Postal Service.
By statute, absentee ballots can't be sent out until after July 21st. So anyone who requested an absentee ballot application prior to July 21st should be receiving in the next couple of days. It's in process right now. It's in the mail.
Rosenberg gave a turnaround rate of 24 hours from the time a town clerk receives an absentee ballot application to the time they share that with the Secretary of the State's office to mail them out. Then last Tuesday, a mailhouse addressed and stamped the ballots and left them with the post office.
Everything is happening as fast as it can happen. The only thing that we can't plan for is the time that it takes the U.S. mail to get there.
Unlike some other states, Connecticut requires an absentee voter application to get a ballot rather than just sending ballots to all registered voters. To make the process easier during the pandemic, the state sent an application to every active eligible voter in the state. And because it's a primary, registered Democrats and Republicans should have received an application. Official ballot boxes have also been sent by the Secretary's office to every town hall in the state. And Rosenberg says this makes for a lot of applications to process. The final variable, of course, is the voters. Rosenberg says it's important for them to act early.
Do it as soon as possible. And if you can drop it in the mail, great. And if you're worried that it's too close to the election, drive down to your town hall and use the designated drop box that's provided for that purpose. And that does count as delivering it on time.
Rosenberg added that for absentee ballots to be counted in Connecticut, they must be received, not postmarked, by the close of polls on Election Day. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.